again, Cody raced over to sit beside Phil. "We beat them," he said excitedly. "I'm glad I got the girl." "Me too," grinned Phil. "I wish you'd been about to play today, Phil," said Cody. "You must get so brown sitting around, waiting for your leg to meet." Then he smiled secretly and said, "But you won't be brave tomorrow. Dad and I have a surprise for you. We're coming to get you at 8 o'clock. See you in the morning." As Phil watched Cody ride away, he wondered where they might be going tomorrow. He really liked Cody. When Phil was in hospital with his broken leg, Cody had visited him every day, and they had been friends ever since. The next morning, Phil was up early. "I don't want to be late for Cody," he said to his father. "I don't, Alfie." "Really, Dad, are you coming too?" asked Phil, looking puzzled. "Yes," laughed Dad. "Someone has to eat this apple pie. I made it last night when you were asleep." Suddenly, Phil heard the sound of a car pulling up in the driveway. "Hey, here they are," he said as he looked out the window. "Dad, they have fishing rods on the top of the car. Are we going fishing?" "I love fishing. Well, I can't stay with my cartridge and hold a fishing rod." "Don't worry, Phil," smiled Dad. "Cody has it all just for you." "The tide is coming in," said Cody excitedly. "When the got off the wharf, it will be just right for fishing." Phil was excited too and worried. "I'm not sure how I'm going to do this," he said to Cody. "My grandpa has given you his lucky fishing chair for the day," Cody replied. "You can sit down and fish, Phil, but you better not catch all the big ones."